Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, Rick Sagisi here, Think Outside the Diamond, Naples, Florida. Wanted to talk about a subject that I've been getting a lot of inquiries on, and it's maximizing every pitch and gathering information throughout the game so you can have an edge when you're at the plate. What I'm looking for here, guys, is when you're in the dugout, you're not just sitting around chit-chatting. I always tell my guys, you know, you have your at-bats and you have everyone else's at-bats. That's how many at-bats you have a game. You have to be in tune every single at-bat, if it's yours or if it's not yours. What I want you to focus on here is I want you to gather information. A lot of times pitchers tip off pitchers depending on what pitch they're throwing, meaning curveball, they might get on top of that ball, come down on it to get more downward spin. So they might release that ball and their release point might be higher. As a fastball, they're trying to get more run on it, more movement. So they're going to go a little bit more in the three-quarters angle. These angles right here can tell us what pitch is coming a lot of times. Sometimes they grip the fastball in the glove. They move their hand. That means that they're changing the grip. Fastball to maybe a breaking ball. You see movement, boom, that could be a changeup or a breaking ball, not a fastball. These are things that you need to figure out before you're at the plate. Obviously, when your teammates are at the plate. You're folks looking for these things. It might take 2, 3, 4, 5 innings. You might not get anything. But it'll be that one time that you do happen to get something and helps you or helps a teammate when they're up in a clutch situation and they have that edge. For another instance, it would be maybe defensive alignment. A lot of times the middle infielders are given signs with their glove shading their face and, you know, opening the mouth, closed mouth, knowing what pitch is coming so they can – you know, slides either up the middle or to the opposite side of the hitter. These are sometimes a great tips. So these guys, if they're shading obviously to the right side and the right-handed hitter up, shortstop's going up the middle, second base is going toward more to the right side of the first baseman, you know, probably a fastball is coming. Now, that's not always guaranteed, but it's a good opportunity that you can see right there. Since you're looking right through the pitcher, you can see these guys shift. Certain times, these people will give away pitches. They'll start to move a little bit before the pitcher starts to throw. You see some movement that way, boom. What I don't want you to do is be focused on them too late and not focus on the pitcher. So I'm going to tell you, when the pitcher is starting to get into his windup, you're going to focus right on it, back on the pitcher. Your focus gets away from the second baseman and shortstop, middle infielders. But these guys sometimes give away pitches depending on their defensive alignment. And they change depending on the pitch that they see is being called. So there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of things. It could even be the outfield as well. But I'm going to tell you that there's a lot of things going on throughout the game that you guys have to be aware of. That, you know, it could be that one edge. You know, baseball is hitting is very difficult. You know, we've heard it all before. It's one of the most difficult things to do in all sports. To hit a round ball and a round bat and a ball coming at you a 0.5 seconds, you have to make a decision, yes or no, adjust to the break of the pitch, and then put a round bat on a round object. So we know it's very difficult. That's not, you know, breaking news. But what we do need to do is try to help us as much as possible. Try to get any edge you can. So this is one of the things I want you guys to focus on the next game. If it's practice or it's a game, I want you to focus on the pitcher and see what he does that might be tipping pitchers off. He might come higher with his hands on a fastball as he's breaking his hands. There's a lot of different things he can do. He can go faster. His tempo could be faster on a fastball, slower on a breaking ball. That's going to help slow his arm down. Arm speed is another thing that you can look for on a pitcher, so slowing his arm down. But a lot of times, you know, as you get higher up, they're going to be harder to find. but at the lower levels, you're going to find a lot of them, and you'll find multiple tipping of pitches. These things you have to be aware of, and I need you to use that for your advantage if you want to maximize your potential. So that's our episode today, and that's our podcast for our training lab at thinkoutsidethediamond.com. And we appreciate you guys being part of the community and the training lab, and look forward to hearing from you and looking forward to interacting with you. Keep it up.
Georgia's Bank scallops are now at Bonefish Grill. The Georgia's Bank off the coast of New England is known for its amazing sea scallops, and Bonefish prepares them just right. Grilled to perfection over a wood fire, served atop creamy Parmesan risotto, and finished with bacon. They're a scallop lover's dream, and they pair perfectly with a seasonal handcrafted cocktail like our Wild Orchid Hawaiian Martini. So don't miss out. Come in and try Georgia's Bank scallops at Bonefish Grill tonight.